So 40 years of ministry in the life of our congregation. As I mentioned at the beginning of the service, we've got four people who started coming to our church sometime within, each in a different decade in the life of our church, and we're going to be hearing from them. And so I'd like to invite Pat Morris, who was part of this congregation in the church's first decade, between 1981 and 1991, and she's going to share some words with us.
Thank you, Stephen. My husband Phil and I moved to Calgary from the West Coast in the spring of 1981, and although we attended church regularly the first few years of our marriage, for a variety of reasons, our attendance became sporadic after that. After what had been a difficult year for us, by the fall of 81, we began to think that perhaps it was time to come back to church. The first service we attended at Church of the Advent, as the church was then called, was Christmas Eve, 1981. But it wasn't until May 1982 that we became regulars on Sunday mornings. Looking back, my main focus then was on making friends, getting to know people in Calgary. I don't think I gave much thought to what God's plans might be for myself and for us as a couple. In those early years, and again in the mid-80s to the 2000s, we worshiped in a number of different schools. The setting up and taking down of chairs, packing and unpacking equipment, Sunday school supplies, coffee supplies, etc., was a part of our regular Sunday morning routine in order to create a space for worship and fellowship. One special memory of those later years in church, worshiping in schools, was when we arrived for a Christmas Eve service and the janitor forgot to come and open up for us. Stephen and Mandy graciously invited everyone to their Beddington home. We all squeezed in, filling their kitchen, the living room, the hallway, and all the way down the stairs. We were so richly blessed that night with God's presence as we celebrated the birth of our Savior through worship and Holy Communion. The move in 1985 to the Strip Mall in McEwen Glen was also a very exciting time for Holy Trinity. It was a real joy to have a permanent place, or at that time, a semi-permanent place, I guess, in the mall to gather as a community for worship, to grow in our faith, to support one another, and for community outreach. Young families and babies, with babies and small children, have always been a large percentage of our population. But with our new location and our new pastor, John Torley, we welcomed more families with teens and seniors as well. We were still a relatively small parish, but very active, with many opportunities to participate in the life and the ministry of the church. It was here, too, that we welcomed Steve and Mandy and their children. Time for fellowship and good food is something we've always looked forward to here at Holy Trinity. And I remember with great fondness our pie nights that we used to have when we were at the mall. We had a coffee house kind of feel to those nights. There were red checkered cloths on the tables, coffee, tea, and an amazing variety of delicious home-baked pies to enjoy. Music was provided by either members of our congregation or by groups invited from other parishes. These were fun times, and they were great opportunities to invite friends and neighbors and introduce them to church. Just as in our personal lives, there are always challenges in the life of a church. For instance, while completely necessary, there was sadness when we had to leave the Strip Mall to once again worship in church. To once again hold our worship services in schools. There was disappointment and frustration when our initial plans for building a new church had to be scrapped. The process had to be started all over again, but little did any of us know the plans that God had in store for us. We did know, however, we had to place our trust in Him. So it was with great excitement and thanksgiving that we opened our new church building in September 2002 in Hanson Ranch. During the build, one of the most meaningful moments for me was when we as parishioners were given permission to come into the building before the drywall was placed, and we wrote scripture verses on the framing throughout this building. This church is literally surrounded and enveloped by the Word of God. How awesome is that? Throughout my time as a parishioner here, I've had opportunities to be involved in a wide range of ministries, studies and teachings, outreach endeavors, and of course, fellowship both within our church and within the diocesan community. Through all these opportunities, my faith, my relationship with Jesus, my knowledge and understanding of Scripture has developed and grown and continues to do so. Stephen, as he did this morning, often speaks about the fact that the church isn't just this building, but each of us, the people, not just in this place, but in our communities, out in the world. Regardless of where we meet, where we met, God's presence was indeed evident there throughout the decades. Holy Trinity continues to be a place where I can experience the joys, the celebrations, the disappointments, the sadness, and uncertainties that are part and parcel of life, knowing I am not alone. Even during the difficult past 20 months, technology has enabled us to remain connected. This is especially true for me with our small group. I can be open and honest and know that people will pray for and with me, encourage and support me as I continue to grow in my faith and in my relationship with Jesus to become the woman God wants me to be. Now, unbeknownst to me, Rob and Lynette sang one of my favorite worship songs this morning, which is Great is Thy Faithfulness. I find reassurance and truth knowing that God is indeed faithful, His love is steadfast. The lyrics, Strength for Today and Great Hope for Tomorrow, is a line I often pray, not just for myself and those close to me, but for this, our Church of Holy Trinity. May God's blessings be upon all of us together as we continue our journey of growth and drawing closer to Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you, Pat. We now would like to invite Sandra Ryan Robinson to come forward. Sandra and her family started coming to the church sometime in the decade between 1991 and 2001.
Thank you, Stephen. When Stephen asked me to speak today about my journey in faith here at Holy Trinity and maybe share a few stories, my first thought was, I often can't remember what happened yesterday. I'm not sure I'm going to be able to speak to any specific stories. But fortunately for me, it wasn't about one specific event that really impacted me coming to this church. It's about what Holy Trinity represents and does on a daily basis that continues to impact me and really encourage me in my faith. So with that, I prepare a very brief message. Bishop Craig's sermon last week spoke to the significance of 40 as it represents major faith journey in the Bible. Holy Trinity's welcoming, outreaching, and accepting community, as well as the challenging and inspiring sermons, are important in my faith journey. Paul and I joined Holy Trinity at a very difficult time in our lives. And what stood out immediately about this parish and the congregation is generally the welcoming and accepting nature of the congregation led by Stephen. We were new to the Northwest community of Hidden Valley, had continued to attend services in the Northeast at St. George's for a while, but wanted to find a church close to home at a time when I felt my faith was really struggling. Many of you have heard our stories of the losses we've experienced. It was shortly after we lost our twins in late 1999 that we joined Holy Trinity. I felt we needed a place that would welcome me and my family just the way we were, broken and struggling to overcome our losses and struggling to be the Christians that we know we should be. We also needed a church community where our four-year-old daughter, Kia, could experience Christianity in a relatable way, similar to what we were leaving behind at St. George's. As I mentioned before, what struck me immediately about Holy Trinity was the warm welcome we received on our first day from this small community of faith in Huntington Hills community. It wasn't only from Pastor Stephen, but also others in the congregation, many of whom are still here today, and I won't mention because I'm sure I will forget some of the names. The sermon was inclusive, from the children's talk, similar to what you saw here this morning, the Sunday school, and inviting the children to blow out the candles. We were welcome to stay for coffee. It may have been a potluck lunch. Kia, who is usually very reserved and shy, she didn't go to Sunday school that day, but we did notice that she played with some of the children after. And just observing that, we knew that we would be back. Over my years at Holy Trinity, I've taught Sunday school, participated in small groups. I've been inspired by the numerous outreach activities, such as the Sierra Leone outreach, where members of the congregation journey there to build a school and a bakery. The Christmas shoebox drive, In From the Cold outreach, the Stampede Breakfast, just to name a few. These outreaches continue to inspire me to want to be a better Christian and to be a better person in general. Pastor Stephen's sermons encourages, inspires, and challenges us to be the best that we can be. They remind us of how blessed we are, remind us of the challenges others are facing in our community as well as around the world. They remind us of our roles as disciples, and they demonstrate the need for us to be comfortable being uncomfortable in our faith journey. Between work, kids' activities, and other obligations, I am not half as committed to my faith in my actions as I know I should be. Many of you also know that we left Holy Trinity for a while. As our kids were in the separate school system, we wanted to minimize confusion for them. I struggled for a while at the new church, as I felt our community faith needs were not being met. Eventually, we returned to Holy Trinity. Here at Holy Trinity, I feel accepted, supported, and encouraged as I struggle to grow in faith. I feel the following two verses exemplify what Holy Trinity as a faith community means to me. Romans 14, verse 1 says, "As for the one who is weak in faith, welcome him, but not to quarrel over opinions." And Romans 15, verse 7 says, "Therefore, welcome one another as Christ has welcomed you for the glory of God." Thank you.
Thank you very much, Sandra. Now I'd like to invite Chris Siegel, who he and his family started coming to Holy Trinity in the 2001 to 2011 decade.
You bet. Thank you for the chance to speak today, Stephen. To begin, just want to tell you a little bit about my own connection and journey with Holy Trinity. I joined Holy Trinity around 2006, I'm not sure the year, something like that, joining first actually as a member of a small group. At the time, I was working as a youth director for the Lutheran Church, and Amanda had been attending Holy Trinity for several months. Prior to finishing my time as a youth director, Amanda and I joined a small group together. As I was finished working at All Saints and I returned to university to complete my education degree, Holy Trinity became my full-time church home. In the years since, I've been an active part of our church community by attending and supporting both the marriage and parenting courses, participating in and then leading small groups, and leading our refugee sponsorship team. The ways that I've been involved at Holy Trinity have directly shaped my faith journey and have provided a stable foundation where I've grown slowly over time rather than any significant dramatic transformation. First and foremost, I was drawn to Holy Trinity for the community of faith established through small groups. Throughout the years we've been a part of the community at Holy Trinity, we have always been a part of a small group ministry. These groups provide important encouragement throughout our faith journey. For the first several years at Holy Trinity, small groups were a place for us to gather, discuss, learn, and grow in faith as a couple. The groups were a place where we could walk together alongside other Christians, experience support through hard times, and work through the challenges of living a life of faith. The group was instrumental for care, for prayer, discussion, and wrestling with questions of faith, including walking alongside us as Amanda's dad struggled and eventually lost his battle with cancer. This group meant so much that we asked our small group to be sponsors at Ashlyn's baptism. Speaking of children, as our family grew, we came to recognize first how important it was for Amanda and me to attend a group together, and second, how much we wanted our children to experience this kind of faith community. So with some mixed feelings, we left our original small group to begin our own small group of parents meeting over mealtime. This group has been a sustaining force over the past several years as we've supported one another through the isolation and the challenges of COVID-19. The community that these groups nurtured throughout our years at Holy Trinity have provided me with a stable foundation for my faith and knowledge that I'm not alone in the struggles of my faith journey. Small groups were not the only foundational element provided by the community of Holy Trinity. As a young married couple, we had the opportunity to participate in a marriage course at Holy Trinity. The course provided us with a chance to discuss many important elements of our marriage. And while I think we already had a strong start, many of these early learnings continue to provide a stable basis for our relationship. Perhaps the simplest and most important has been a commitment to set aside time together on a weekly basis. Participating in these conversations and making this commitment prior to having children led to the continuation of these practices through many full and busy years of life. While the learnings were important, so too was the sense of community in sharing these conversations with the many other couples that provided this course for other members of our community. We also supported offering the course for several iterations afterwards, and eventually, with our small group, offered to provide a parenting course for our community as well. These conversations, along with the support of like-minded couples, continue to provide a strong basis for our growing family. These two foundational elements are essential, as God has continued to challenge my understanding of what it means to live as a person of faith. Building from discussions in small groups, I've come to understand Scripture more deeply and more complexly. I've challenged some core elements of my faith, and I've begun to walk differently in the world as a result. Feeling the call to sponsor refugees during the Syrian refugee crisis is certainly one element of this changing faith. Serving in this way highlighted for me many elements of my own privilege and revealed injustices in our that are present in our world. Practically, I remember working through the monthly budget for the family that we had sponsored and being struck by the simple realization of how hard and how meager life would be for this family. And yet, knowing this, I have the privilege to step away and return to my life of comfort. This challenging experience opened the door to a deeper examination of my faith, an examination of God's role in the world and God's call upon our lives as Christians. The call to share the love of Christ, not to bring new believers to the faith, but simply to live and serve as models of Christ's love, has become a critical element of my faith. With the foundation and support from the community of Holy Trinity, I have come to question and challenge many elements of my beliefs, including perhaps distorted teachings that I inherited from Christian traditions, to examine how I can be part of making our world and our church a safe place for all people. Recognizing that much of what I have come to believe of my place in the world needs to be examined for racist or exclusive ideology. It has been a blessing to have the opportunity to consider these teachings from a diversity of sources, including Pastor Stephen, but also people like Rob Bell and other Christian teachers that have been introduced as part of small group conversations. These eye-opening teachings have highlighted new ways of understanding the Bible, my faith, and God's call to bring his kingdom here. Simply put, I have come to recognize that many teachings I held sacred need to be questioned. It has been an interesting journey, a slow and plodding one. I don't recall any moments of epiphany, no crisis of faith, just a slow evolution of my understanding of what it means to be Christian and how early in my journey I acted as if it was so clear and simple. It was the privilege of my own experience and my position in the world that has shaped the way I live. The same position gets in the way of living God's love in our world today. In this, Holy Trinity has been important in continuing for me to move towards things like anti-racism, recent conversations about reconciliation, and creating inclusive communities. It's important to me that we as a community continue to move ahead and wrestle with some of these questions. We may not get it right, but hopefully we'll move as a community and take steps forward. Throughout my journey, it's been essential to have a community of faith that can walk together with this discomfort of change and challenge. Over the years, God has shaped my life through this community and the foundation of this place. I hope we'll continue to see much more growth and change in how I live my life in the world. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Chris. Now I'd like to invite Sandy Dawson, who started coming to our church within this past decade, actually quite more recently. And then following Sandy, we're going to be watching a retrospective video.
Thank you, Stephen. Yes, as he mentioned, I've only been here a short while, exactly 2 years. So there we go. I feel like I've lived here forever. This place I consider home. It's been a pleasure to get to know this community of faith. And what struck me when I first entered this building was, first off, the size. I've always come from parishes where there were like 35 people in the parish, let alone in the pews. So to walk into a church where the Sunday school was larger than any parish I'd ever belonged to, really, really struck home for me. So my granddaughter got to join me and we were welcomed wholeheartedly. I don't know if any of you remember me showing up initially 2 years ago, but I had green hair back then. And guess what? Nobody in this place blinked or batted an eye or said anything obnoxious to me. So I think the inclusivity that we experience here as part of this family, absolutely amazing. I was made to feel welcome. I mean, I was going through that midlife crisis called retirement, and I decided to be a little bit funky and wild, and I moved from Ottawa to Calgary and went looking for a place to call home in the church community. And you guys made me feel like home the minute I walked in the door. And I just love that about our parish. The teachings, the music, they all speak to me at a very deep and profound level. And I was welcomed into various ministries. Some of you may have seen me read on a Sunday. When we were open, shortly before COVID shut us all down, I even was assisting with communion. And I love the fact that anybody, everybody has a role to play in our ministry, and we can all participate. I was invited to join a small group, which I must say was really fun to get to know some new people, different people, everybody walking another journey. And our journeys are all different. And what I love is that nobody here passes judgment. We all get to share and support and pray together. My favorite time with this parish, though, is the seniors group, the 55 plus community, which I have joined wholeheartedly. And when I joined, I was 55. So it was awesome. I was the baby at the table, so to speak. But even then, we all had different walks of lives, different journeys of faith. And every opportunity was one to learn and to participate with another group of people that are relatively like-minded. And I think it's amazing. I think the second or third service I attended here, though, was the one that struck me the most. It was the very first celebration of Nigerian Sunday. And let me tell you, wow, I think that's just amazing. I come from places and people that maybe think that wouldn't be a good thing to do in a church, but I love that we've embraced the diversity in our community, and we are willing to share and celebrate all of the backgrounds that are part of this group. So I'm looking forward to many, many more years. Like I said, most of my time in the parish, we've been suffering with COVID, and I've got to be incredibly thankful for the technical team that supports and welcomes everybody online. We get to stay connected, and I got to tell you, that's the most important thing, is that we are connected through the Spirit and through our presence. Even though we're disconnected physically, we are still connected. And I want to say a great big thank you to everybody at Holy Trinity for welcoming me to your family. God bless.